I'm poet Tina Chang, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Where does one gain their sense of American identity? Growing up, the atmosphere around me told me that, yes, in some ways, I was American. In the symbols, foods, anthems, I could claim my belonging. I held sparklers and ate hamburgers on the 4th of July. I balanced a miniature American flag on my desk. And when I recited the Pledge of Allegiance in school, I did my best to pronounce each word with clarity, precision, and near perfection. From the time I opened my first history textbooks, I was told the American story. I absorbed the narratives of the American Revolution, the Civil War, and I grew to understand the lives of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. I learned to see the world through their view, their struggles, their triumphs. I never questioned this authority, and my only option was to accept what was offered in my formal education. Did all of this learning, memorizing, and believing make me more American? My mother, who had emigrated from China, believed in hard work and diligence as a method of fitting in as a citizen in the United States. As she worked long hours at her nursing job, I pulled all-nighters at college. I was driving myself to find a rightful place in a country where I often felt like an outsider. As she struggled to lose her Chinese accent, I perfected my English to the point of ownership, to the point of claiming it as my major in college and heading into a life of letters. Many years later, I learned that this work ethic didn't equal fairness in the American system. Repeatedly, I saw people of color and women passed over for jobs when white male counterparts with less experience and fewer skills received praise, raises, and promotions. It seemed that the notion of toil, persistence, and application didn't add up to the American dream my mother had recounted to me in my youth. My growing up and growing older meant that I was seeing America from a revised perspective and re-envisioning my mother's ideals. In today's poem, Discovery, by Natalie Centers Zapico, the figure of America is ordered to harvest, create, and offer itself. America takes a subservient role in a long history filled with the growth and movement of colonies, rivers, roots, and sky. Through the course of a prolonged and abusive relationship, we come to understand there is a cyclical nature to such violence. What is done many times, and the role that America takes is that of native survivor. Discovery, by Natalie Centers Zapico. Her knees are caves, her belly home to a colony of snakes. I draw maps of lands she's never seen on the palms of her hands. My arms a river that floods her throat, her thirst a tongue washed with charcoal. Say, help. She will show me how to harvest the roots of any tree. Say, sky. I'll pinch every inch of her skin. I named her America because I own her body and her child's. Every river down her arms I must rename. When I got the cartography wrong, I said, tear the map in half so we won't get confused. America's hands bled and bled. I told her, clean it up. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Happy Poetry Month. listeners of The Slowdown are invited to celebrate with a discounted subscription to Poetry Magazine. For $20, subscribers receive 10 book-length issues of poetry sent right to their doors, plus unlimited access to the Poetry Magazine app and all of its goodies, back issues, and audio recordings of poems. Subscribe today at poetrymagazine.org/theslowdown to receive this special offer.